when we done well in our works, it is normal to be praised. People praise us because they saw the goodness in us. The disciples of Jesus in our gospel for today return to Jesus with joy because of their successful mission. They said, "Lord, in your name, even the demons submit to us." Jesus Christ lauded their success, but expected them not to focus so much on the quantifiable and finite success. They must rejoice and be happy because your names are written in heaven. Also, Jesus Christ is reminding us of the virtue of humility that we need to instill into our heart and mind, practice it, live it every day. It is only in humility that we can see God and imitate our Lord. Jesus contrasts intellectual pride with childlike simplicity and humility. The simple of heart are like babes or little children, in the sense that they see purely without pretense or falsehood and acknowledge their dependence and trust in one who is greater, wiser, and more trustworthy. They seek one thing, the summum bonum, or greatest good, who is God Himself. So simplicity of heart is wedded with humility, the queen of virtues, because humility inclines the heart towards grace and truth. Just as pride is the root of every sin and evil inclination, so humility is the soil in which the grace of God can take root. It alone takes the right attitude before God and allow Him as God to do all. God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. The grace of Christ-like humility inclines us towards God and disposes us to receive God's wisdom and help. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let us always rejoice when we accomplished the mission that God directed us to do by reporting and thanking the Lord for the opportunity to be His instruments. But let us do this with love and humility and allow the Lord to take out into our hearts our pride and arrogance and transform us into His likeness, who is meek and humble of heart. So let us ask the intercession of Our Lady and Mother, who like her to be humble, simple, and take into our hearts all that God instructed us to do. May we always imitate the Blessed Virgin Mary, who ponders everything, pain and joy, suffering and consolation, and do the best that we can to follow the will of the Father throughout our life here on earth. We can imitate the Lord, and we can be His faithful disciples and do the mission, but not to be proud, but to be humble. So always rejoice with him.